Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
And welcome, everyone, to the show. If you haven't already, just a reminder to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify. You can also leave us a review if that's your type of thing and rate us 5 stars. And also, just remember, we're on social. Come hang out with us. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Los Angeles Pod. We're on Facebook and have a lovely Facebook group you can join. Or you can go to our website, www.losangelespod.com, to access all of our episodes and links to all of our favorite products.
Yay! Come follow us. Kirby, it was so nice to get to see you in real life this weekend.
Oh my God, y'all, we got to see each other IRL. This is the first time since like February, basically.
It like blew everyone's minds. They were like, what do you mean? How are you recording the podcast?
We're like, hello, like, you guys,
Zoom magic.
Zoom technology.
Yeah. But it was great. I hope we get to do more of it soon.
Mama Tan was there. Evelyn Tan, the most fabulous woman. God.
Mama Tan just doing the most, being so embarrassing.
Love her.
Poor Kirby and Patrick. Just grilling them.
She's like, every day I look on Instagram to see when y'all are getting engaged. I'm like, you are not the only one, Mom.
Exactly. You're not the only one. So it's like, why does she think she has any right to ask?
I love it. I love
She's
it.
She's like a devoted follower, though.
I love her. She's fabulous. And your sister makes maybe the best cookies ever.
Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing that.
If you are a brand, like if you work in any capacity with a brand, you need to reach out to Sarah. She'll put you in touch with her sister. She makes these amazing cookies that do not taste like bricks. Like normally when you get like a cute cookie that looks like something and it's frosted,
you don't
eat it. Disgusting. It's so gross. I always throw them away. I'm like, here's a picture, but this is disgusting.
Exactly.
It's stale. But hers are like flavorful and moist. Like it was so freaking good. So she made these cookies for Sarah's baby shower. One was Ollie and one was the new little baby Christensen coming. so cute. And I was like, I can't eat these. They're too freaking cute. And then when we got home, I was like, I want something sweet. I'm going to eat one of the cookies. So
they're meant to be eaten.
I ate Ollie first. Sorry, Ollie. And
that's okay.
I was like, holy shit, these are delicious. So then I ran downstairs and told Patrick, I'm like, you have to eat one of these cookies right now. And he's like, oh my God, this is great. I want the other one too. I'm like, great. We're both going to eat these right now. So we ate both of them.
They're meant to be eaten. They're meant to be eaten at the same time because she usually makes them in sets of two. She very much appreciates that because she is first and foremost, like when she bakes, taste is the most important, but then is like a perfectionist with the way that she designs it. And it's her and her BFF. They're in Irvine in Orange County and they're trying, to start this little business. So I'm like, you guys would do so great. You just need to ramp up your socials.
I mean, they made Baby Yoda cookies.
Yeah.
They were literally the cutest things I've ever seen.
They can make anything. Like they made, I don't know if I told you this, but there was like my other sister's friend's kid was obsessed with naked mole rats and that's what she wanted her cookies to be. And so my sister's like, sure, I'll make naked mole rat cookies. So they made these really cute naked mole rat cookies.
Like from Kim Possible?
Like, yeah, you know, yeah, like the, like, they look like, well, yeah, I don't know, is that like a character?
Kim Possible has a naked roll mat, has a naked
yes,
mole rat.
You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like that.
So cute. So yeah. Cute.
But anyways, thanks for the plug.
Anyways, they were delicious. And the outdoor baby shower was fabulous. It was great to catch up with so many people I hadn't seen.
Yeah, it was so much fun, even though it was super hot. But I appreciate everyone coming out.
In a safe, socially distant way. It actually wasn't. It wasn't even that bad. At first, I thought it was going to be like.
It actually got better. It was like. I think it because we were by the water, there was just that nice ocean breeze.
Yes.
So grateful.
Safe, sanitary, and splendid. Yes. Lovely baby shower.
The three S's.
The three S's.
Okay, so let's jump into news because we've got a lot to talk about.
We do. When I was compiling the news, I'm like, holy crap, more just keeps coming out. There's just more and more.
I know. I thought we were only going to have like three things to talk about.
I know, but there's so many launches happening this week and also so much news to report. So first and foremost, this was reported last week by TMZ. Kim Kardashian West is launching KKW Skin. She hasn't formally said anything about it, but a trademark has been filed apparently. I'm curious, Sarah, what are your thoughts on KKW Skin?
My thoughts are, is it going to be any different from Kylie Skin, like in the formulation? Because as we all know, they are of the same Seed Beauty family. I'm curious to see what kinds of skin products she's going to make. Obviously, Kim is very vocal about her skin and that it's not perfect. And she has, psoriasis?
Yes.
Yes. And so her skin is very sensitive. And I don't think that Kylie's skin is by any means sensitive skin friendly. So maybe she is, you know, trying to create some products that are better suited for her skin type. And then also, she's a little bit older than Kylie, but her demographic is really young. So I'm interested to see where she goes with this.
I think she would be smart to cater to a mature audience. But also, I say this with literally every other beauty brand that's created by a celebrity. Change the name. Don't tie your name to the brand. I feel like it's just a disaster waiting to happen. Like, this is a completely different situation, but, you know, when Bobbi Brown sold her cosmetics company, like, Bobbi Brown has nothing to do with Bobbi Brown Cosmetics anymore. Somebody else owns it, but her name's still on it, and she's still doing her own thing. And I think, like, it's really hard for consumers to separate the fact that, like, the person that is the face and the name of the brand is no longer tied to it. I think with at least, you know, Rihanna, Fenty, people know her as Rihanna, not Robin Fenty. So
yep,
there's kind of, you know, a dissociation there.
But it would be like so crazy if Kim came out with something and didn't beauty wise and didn't name it after herself.
Well, even Skims, like Skims was so smart. It's a fashion label.
Skims was smart.
Skim includes Kim in it at least, so there is a tie to her name. But like, if somebody was not on the internet or maybe was not her demographic and saw her brand at a Nordstrom, they might be inclined to buy it because maybe there is no name recognition there, and then just like the brand because of how great it is, mm-hmm. not because her name is tied to it. And
right.
I think honestly, like tying your name, especially with a celebrity, to a brand is actually a detriment, because a lot of people don't take celebrities seriously when it does come to beauty. I think especially mm-hmm. with skincare, people want dermatologists or estheticians or, you know, people that study skin to be backing it, not necessarily like a celebrity decided to come out with a brand and that's the only, that's like the main reason to buy it. So I'm curious. Yeah. I mean, obviously the trademark's been filed for KKW Skin, so that's probably what the name is going to be. And there is, mm-hmm. you know, a benefit to name recognition there, but I feel like it would be way cooler if she went a different direction with the name.
It would be, but
I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Well, speaking of. So then.
We've got another celebrity beauty line coming.
So then what do you think?
I know. Isn't that crazy? Another one?
I know. And another one. We're DJ Khaled.
I feel like when we first started talking about celebrity or influencer beauty lines, we said we were like, every time we talk about it, we're going to play that song, like, money, 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 money
yeah.
song. But then at this point, it literally will just be every episode yep. and it will be a majority of the episode.
Yep.
Because that seems to be what everyone else is doing right now.
Totally.
But this one's a little bit more exciting.
I mean.
In my opinion, although.
I agree.
Curious again, which to see where it goes. So Miss Jennifer Lopez is coming out with J-Lo Beauty.
Jenny from the block.
When we first started the podcast, when we were like writing our pitch, remember we were like, we'll talk about like how J-Lo
gets her glow. Like, how she does. I think so literally in our press kit, it's like how J-Lo defies gravity or something like that. Yes. Like it's in our press kit.
Exactly.
I mean, listen. Jennifer Lopez could sell me shit to smear on my face and I would do it. Like, I do not care.
I would do it, but I would, but we would need to remember that there are other things that she is probably doing.
Of course.
Which many dermatologists and estheticians and cosmetic surgeons have signed their lives away that they cannot talk about.
Of course. I mean, she is of Hollywood, for God's sake. Like, I think that that's natural. But one thing I think that's interesting about Jennifer Lopez is obviously she looks like stunning in all her photos. She clearly takes really great care of herself. She works out religiously.
She's like
she
vegan.
She seems to eat well. Yes, like probably has like a diet that's focused on, you know, staying away from inflammation, things
yes,
like that.
Totally anti-inflammatory foods.
Yep. And so and also like, because of her riches and her fame, she has accommodated things, maybe like a chef.
Right.
I don't know. Like, there are things that she has had at her beck and call for what, like 20 plus years at this point, because she has been a mainstream celebrity for that long. Mm-hmm. She's been a mainstream celebrity longer than she has not been a mainstream celebrity.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And so there are all these things that come into play, but, you know, her makeup artist like Scott Barnes and people that do work on her face are like, I mean, she is immaculate. She takes very good care of her skin. She gets facials regularly. She does the microcurrent mm-hmm. regularly, things like that. So, of course, you know, we get it. But if J-Lo Beauty is coming out, she mentioned this on her Instagram, said J-Lo Beauty, something coming soon, blah, blah, blah. And then it was reported that it appears to be skincare.
Yes.
So when they filed the trademark, of course, like when you say cosmetics, that can mean an array of things. But it says that this is according to Page Six. OK, so like, you know, don't take it as the gospel.
Right.
But it says that the real focus seems to be on skincare with moisturizers, cleansers, soaps, gels, lotions, serums, masks, and both face and body creams all named in the filing. But that being said, like when it comes to cosmetics, those things are also.
Sure.
Under that totally. Umbrella, I believe.
Yeah.
So I don't really think. But it says this. So apparently in 2018, she said that she was working on a skincare brand. And that she said, I've been working on it for a long time because I don't just want to put anything out. I want my line to be something that encompasses all the things I've learned and all the secrets I have. And it doesn't have anything to do with needles. It's going to be something that works and that you can count on when my name is on something. So I think it's interesting because you saw Hustlers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Hustlers
first of all, her body looked fucking amazing. Like, just,
yeah. So if she came out, she needs to come out with some sort of like butt firming mask, butt face mask, you know, a sheet mask,
something for the butt. But tightening serum. When I saw her in that movie, one of the first things I noticed is, you know, she's not lit for the gods in that movie. It was a movie. And so you could see, you know, some of the lines under her eyes and around her crow's feet area. And I was like, well, thank God. Because I'm starting to wonder, like, is this woman's genetics? Are they just, is she taking human growth hormone?
Right. And she definitely uses the filters on the gram, like everyone does.
Of course. And her makeup artist definitely face-tune her face. Like, let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
But she... like, she looks amazing. She's
incredible.
50-something, 50 years old. Like, that's what I want to look like when I am her age.
Oh, I mean, my God. I would, yeah.
Iconic. I want to look like that now. Like, somebody figure that out. So, it was good, I think, for us to see her in that movie where it wasn't so picture perfect. Mm-hmm. But, like, she did still look incredible.
Her body is impeccable.
Yeah. And when you saw her face too, and you saw these normal things that, you know, women of 50, of 40 have, you're like, okay, duh. You're not like, oh my God, Jennifer Lopez has wrinkles. You know what I mean?
Yes. That was totally the thing. Like, she definitely works out so hard and had worked out, like, I feel like, I think I read something that she was taking like the stripper pole, a portable stripper pole with her wherever she was going because she had to practice. So yeah, it's like her body's banging, but yeah, her face is, I mean, it still looks like it's, you know, a face of a much younger person, but it looks like more appropriate of her like age, what you would think. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
So that was, like you said, very comforting. It was still very comforting. Would love to look like her when I am her age.
Of course.
So... I'm excited to see what she comes out with. I feel like, so Scott Barnes obviously has his own makeup line,
mm-hmm.
and uses a lot of his products on her face.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, if she is coming out with makeup, like, how, if he's going to be involved in any way.
I wonder, though, because remember that collaboration she did with Inglot?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I feel like maybe that was her way of contributing to, like, the color cosmetic space. I wonder if really, if it's taking her, like, this long to put together, maybe it truly is just, like, straight up skincare. Which,
how to get her, like, bronze, dewy glow.
Yeah. Maybe, like, some highlighters or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be in.
We'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, we'll let you know anything else we hear, but that's impressive.
Ooh, this is cute. Have you guys seen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's little Get Ready With Me video on Vogue?
So freaking cute. She's so delightful.
And she, like, knows what she's doing.
Yep, she does. She's like, you do not play games with sunscreen. And by the way, she has, like, the Biore, like,
yeah, the Aqua one from, like, Riche. Korea.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, how'd you get this?
Yeah, she knows people, apparently. She has always been so outspoken about the fact that she loves, like, makeup and skincare and, you know, her signature red lip. I would love to see if there are other politicians like her who are, you know, into beauty and makeup too, because it's just, like, so much fun for us, obviously.
I know. I was thinking of our counterparts that work at publications, like, how quickly they had to watch that Vogue video to, like, outline every single product that she used.
Oh my God, totally. Yeah, let's run down some of the products that she mentioned.
So she starts off with a toner. She calls it a toner, but it's the Estee Lauder Micro Essence.
Already impressed.
Totally impressed. Not inexpensive, though. Starts at $65 and can go to $110. So she's, like, kind of, you know, she's in it with skincare.
Yeah. Interesting that she doesn't mention the vitamin C brand.
Yeah, so she didn't like show the bottle. All you could see was the top, and I couldn't figure out, like, I only glanced at it. I didn't do a deep dive. Yeah. And I also didn't, like, go deep in the comments either. I'm sure someone was like, oh, that's like the triple C, whatever. But she then goes in with a vitamin C serum. She uses a Cure Radically Rejuvenating SPF Day Cream Moisturizer, which is sold at Credo.
Yes.
And then she goes in again with an actual sunscreen, the Biore UV Aqua Riche sunscreen.
That's amazing. She does the double SPF.
I know.
I know. She's so smart.
I know. The only thing I would say is I would actually have her switch the order, since the Biore, I believe, it's not
a chemical.
Yeah. So I would have her do the Biore and then the Acure. But I'm just happy that she's doing.
Yeah, no. We should drop her a DM. Tweet at her, Kirby.
AOC. AOC.
Okay, come on our podcast. So then she goes on to put Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation and NARS Pure Radiant Tinted Moisturizer.
So she talks about that she does wear foundation, and like those are kind of the two that she switches between. The Double Wear from Estee Lauder is the one she wears when she knows like photos are going to be taken and stuff like that. And then the NARS Pure Radiant Tinted Moisturizer is more for like every day. We don't talk about NARS enough on this podcast, but I freaking love their creamy concealer and their moisturizer.
We don't. They stopped sending me samples a long time ago, so I just like I have no idea what they're doing.
I somehow got I was off of the list for a while, and then I got back on it. So
I mean, we'll forever stan NARS so hard.
The Radiant Creamy Concealer is truly one of the best. I'm just throwing that out there.
I used to, like, in, was it, no, college, I'd spend all my money on, not NARS Orgasm, there was another color blush. It was more, it was very orange, because you know how, like, in college, we were very orange.
It was Laguna.
No.
Was it Laguna?
What was it?
Was it, like, the bronzer?
Oh, no, it's not a bronzer. It was truly, like, an orange, I'll have to look it up. We'll have to, like, we'll have to do an episode of, like, products that we were obsessed with in college.
Yes, we will.
And see how they stand up to today.
All right. Then she gets into contour, and she says that she doesn't contour to shapeshift or like change her face. She does it just to accentuate what she has. And she uses the Fenty Beauty Match Sticks for that.
Love. Okay. Then we got some ABH Anastasia Beverly Hills eyebrow pen. She's got some really great brows. AOC does.
Yeah. She jokes that her family is born with one brow and they have to turn it into two when they get of age.
Whatever. I'd rather have that than the opposite.
Totally.
Because you can always wax.
Yep.
Almay gel liner.
So it's a it's a brown kind of pencil gel liner that she uses just to create a really light wing, which I thought was really pretty. And she's literally doing it while talking. It's so impressive.
I mean,
she can do it all.
She's like so impressive in general. Ooh, Tarte eyeshadow palette.
I know. I wish I could decipher which one it was. There's so many Tarte eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah.
But I could tell by the writing and the pans that it was Tarte.
Tarte makes some of my favorite eyeshadow palettes.
Agreed. Agreed. And then, okay, so this is important.
Okay.
So this is her red lipstick. She says that she has been a stan of Stila, the liquid lipstick in Beso, for a very long time. And that she calls it indestructible.
Okay.
So if that is not an endorsement, I don't know what is. Like, I bet this product has flown off the shelves since.
The next time we need to, like, go in maybe for a pitch or something important, we got to get this lipstick and wear it.
Yes, we do. And then at the end, she says the real key to beauty is it's an inside job. And you have to feel beautiful on the inside.
Of course it is, AOC.
Anyways, it was a delight.
But I liked that she also talked about the fact that, like, it's okay to be a politician or work in politics or just be a woman in power and enjoy your beauty routine.
Oh, my God. Yes. And you know what? Like, honestly, I'm so glad she said that, because I remember even starting in beauty. A lot of my older colleagues in the same industry, like, we were supposed to love beauty, and I, like, they looked at me like I was crazy.
You were the only one who were, like, was wearing makeup.
Yeah, I was the only one wearing, like, mascara and doing my brows and wearing, like, bright lipstick. I was different for doing that, which I think is so bizarre.
Totally.
It's like, that's why I wanted to be in this business, because I wanted to express myself.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Totally, and there's nothing wrong with bare faces either. But
right, of course.
I feel like women that wear makeup tend to be taken less seriously and
absolutely
tend to be ridiculed.
It's like, oh, that's not appropriate for whatever, you know, meeting. But you know what it is? Okay, so lots of new beauty launches we want to touch on today. Ooh.
This is a good one.
Herbs, this is an exciting one.
Okay, full disclosure, I am paid by Kosas officially. Okay.
Woo!
So, woo! Go me. As you may recall, we had Sheena founder of Kosas, on the podcast a couple of months ago, and we started talking about a mascara and that she was working on it. They launched this freaking mascara today. It's called The Big Clean. This is a $26 volumizing mascara. It has ingredients that help condition your lashes, several of the ingredients that are found in many lash lengthening or strengthening serums are in this mascara. It is super black. I think the question I get the most when it comes to clean mascaras is people are like, but is it dark enough? Is it going to show up on my lashes? I don't want it to be shiny. I don't want it to be gray. I want it to be deep, rich, black. And I'm happy to report it is. And it's super easy to remove. It has shea butters and it has beeswax, so it's very lightweight on the lashes. Like, a lot of times when I wear volumizing mascaras, A, they flake because the whole process is you put on a coat, you put on another coat, and it builds up the lash in that way. And then inevitably there's flaking of some sort. Have not had a problem with that, like, since I've been testing it for many months now. And also, because you're building up on each lash, it tends to weigh the lashes down, which is, like, definitely not what you're aiming for when you want to wear mascara. You want, like, them to be very big and fluttery. I'm a big fan. I'm trying to think of who this may not be good for. Honestly, Sarah, I don't know if you would like this mascara because you do have shorter straight lashes. And I feel like...
So it's not like a length.
No, this is not going to give you length. And it's also not going to lift. The little brush, it's a bristle brush. So you guys know that I stan bristle brushes. Mm. It's curved. Like, it has a little rainbow shape. So it does cup really nicely. And I feel like it's good for wiggling that area and then pushing upwards. But I wouldn't say it's going to be revolutionary for people that have, like, shorter, straighter lashes. Again, I don't have shorter, straighter lashes, so I don't want to speak for people that do have them. Maybe it does work great for you. But for me personally, I thought it did the trick with volumizing. And if you guys want to see it in action, you can go to my Instagram right now because I have a video. But
or if you're just looking for a clean mascara, it's really hard to find one.
Totally. Like, obviously there's Ilia. And this is a new one. I think it's a different approach. But there's a lot of mascaras being launched right now. Like, M Cosmetics is launching a mascara this week. Charlotte Tilbury's is launching this week, which I love Charlotte Tilbury's Full Fat Lashes mascara, like the 5-star lash or whatever she calls it. I don't know if I'm going to like this new mascara.
Oh, really? I was going to ask you.
Just looking at the brush. I don't know if I'm going to like it because it's the rubber, like, silicone-y, short little bristles.
Is it, like, going to give you more, like, spidery, thicker lashes?
Well, it says that it's called, like, push-up mascara. Right. So I think it's meant – hold on. So I think it's meant for people that, like, want, curly, lifted lashes.
Okay.
But I don't necessarily know if that's something I'm in the market for with that particular type of brush. So anyways, guys – Mama's got the Kosas spawn. Woohoo! Feeling really lucky about that. Thanks, Sheena, for thinking of me. My first mascara campaign. Whoop, whoop.
She said she was going to do it.
Yeah, she delivered. She's a woman of her word. Respect.
Oh, I received this, but I have not tried it. Necessaire has a new hand cream. It's really pretty.
It's gorge. I haven't tried it either. It's a $20 hand cream. So, you know. An investment for sure. You guys know that we stan Necessaire, so.
Right, so we'll probably love it.
Yeah, I'll probably love it. This, it says the formula includes peptides, vitamin B3, vitamin C, vitamin E, omega-6, and omega-9. Vitamin C on the hands? Hell yeah.
Very smart. Because of the little, you know, age spots that are happening when you're especially driving in Los Angeles.
Yep. Love it.
I'm gonna smear this all over after this. Ooh, this. Wow. Look at that price tag.
I know, I'm scared.
Augustinus Botter has a face oil.
Yes, he does. Augustinus Botter launched a face oil. They've actually been launching a lot of products the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, they also came out with a hand cream.
Hand cream. They launched a body oil a couple of weeks ago. They launched a cleanser. Did you know this?
No.
I know.
We had a I can't even I don't think I do. I'm going to have to track these people down.
I will forward. But the only reason why I even know that this face oil is launching is because there are so many ads for it on Facebook. So I was like, is this a new product? Like, am I losing my mind? Like, why haven't I gotten this email? And then I Googled it and it is new. It's literally like either going to launch this week or just launched. I don't know an exact date, but
interesting.
It's $230. I'm gonna be 100 with you.
It's a lot.
That's
a lot for a face oil. That face oil better do multiple things.
I think that honestly, like, I mean, I don't know.
Which his products do.
I love the rich cream. Obviously, we talked about this last week. But maybe if you're not a cream person, maybe the oil is the one you do want to use. But I don't know. It feels like a lavish expense for a face oil, in my humble opinion.
But I'd be happy to try it. Oh, okay. So Summer Fridays has a new product coming out August 26th. The Soft Reset AHA Exfoliating Solution. It is packed with lactic and glycolic acid, niacinamide with aloe, and is that hyaluronic acid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's got triple acids, niacinamide and aloe. What do you think, Curbs? Are you going to try this on your face?
I don't know. I think I read somewhere it's like 16% acid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. I love Summer Fridays products. We've like talked about this. We like the Jet Lag Mask. You love the CC serum.
Most of their products are super gentle.
Yeah. The cleanser is super gentle.
So this is just like coming out of the gate with like intensity.
I'm just a little, I think if people are going to scrutinize Fenty for the use of certain acids and the use of niacinamide, then like you definitely should be a little concerned about lactic and glycolic acid, and then the niacinamide. Just to correct you, it's only two acids.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's the lactic and glycolic, and then niacinamide. Right.
And then hyaluronic acid. Sorry.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm sure we're going to get it and try it, but I could see how this might be too much. Remember when Glossier's solution came out?
Yes.
And it had like the PHAs in it. Like some people's skin completely cleared up, and some people's skin just like freaked the hell out. I could see this going one of two ways. But I do love exfoliating products.
Right, same. I did receive it. I haven't tried it. It's in such a cute little bottle. I mean, all of their packaging is really, really cute. It's smaller. It's not that big.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Mariana what her tips are for using it.
Totally.
Okay, so our dear friend Allison McNamara is launching a new product, or it's already launched. It is the Mara Beauty C Vitamin C Serum with an accent over the E. Serum. Okay. So it has 15% THC ascorbic, the most stable form of vitamin C, apparently. In a hydrating cocktail of 14 vitamin C-rich fruit extracts, herbs, and marine botanicals for a bright look-at-me complexion. It also has chlorella and reishi to help brighten, so extra brightening. And then in, you know, Mara Beauty fashion, it's vegan, gluten-free, all that stuff. It also has moringa and squalane.
So I like Mara products. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily the demographic for – I'm just not an oils person. I know you're, like, more of an oils person than I am.
Yeah. I'm excited to try this.
But I love this product.
Oh.
And I obviously don't know, like, how well it's working for, like, my skin in general right now. But let me tell you, when it comes to a vitamin C serum, at first I was nervous this was going to be too oily.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was what I was nervous about. But it absorbs beautifully into the skin. I'll bring it all the way down to my neck and on my décolleté. It's not greasy. It doesn't have a sticky feeling. It doesn't smell like hot dog water. I'm a really big fan of it. The form of vitamin C that it uses, the THD ascorbic.
THD. Uh-huh.
I don't see a lot of products utilizing that particular form of vitamin C very often. We know that the purest form of vitamin C is L-ascorbic acid, and everything else is like a derivative of that. So, but they have found ways to stabilize vitamin C by creating these derivatives. So
She says that it is the, like I said, the most stable form, and it penetrates 50 times better than L-ascorbic acid.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. We could have a whole other episode on vitamin C and like part the way two. It penetrates the skin and what it requires and things like that. But if you are looking for maybe a vitamin C and you're worried about your skin breaking out or having a reaction to it, maybe go this route, because I felt like it was very gentle. No stinging, no tingling, anything like that. And it was really like a delightful experience to use it.
I can't wait to try it. It's $96, so it's an investment.
For sure. It is. I love that I'm like, so if you deal with this skin issue, try it. But it's actually $100, so maybe don't. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen to your budget.
Okay, last product that we literally added right before we started recording the episode. Glow Recipe has a new Plum Plump Hyaluronic Serum. I am watching this video on Christine, one of the founders, her Instagram right now. It is in the shape of a plum, the package. It's pink. It's very cute. So she says it is a love story between antioxidant-rich plum extract and next-gen hyaluronic acid to drench each layer of skin in essential hydration and youthfully plump skin from within. There's four different types and five molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. And she says she's been using it for months and it's given her glossy, glowy, plump, juicy skin. So.
Awesome.
Wait. Okay. One last thing. It launches September 1st and it's $42. So if you're a fan of Glow Recipe's products, you probably will like this. Now it's time for
What's on Your Face? Sarah, what's on your face, girl?
I didn't think I was going to like this product. We talked about it. I was like, I'm not going to like this product. But they did it again. Jared Bailey, Benefit Cosmetics, their brow microfilling pen. I love it. I love it. It's so good. Okay, so here's why I love it. I want to say, and we've talked about, Kirby and I talked about this, they're not the first brand to create a brow microfilling pen like this, like in this shape. So basically the tip of the pen has three small slanted sort of pen, what would they you call
like
that?
Tiny
pen,
fingers.
Three pointed pen tips, and they're slanted. And so this is to give the effect of three tiny brush strokes, hair strokes, which it does. Usually I've tried a few other brands who have similar brow pens, and they either don't give enough pigment, so you really can't see it, so it really does not create those hair-like strokes, or it's just kind of messy. These, they just go on so quickly, so fast. And seriously, like, they do create those like hair-like strokes perfectly. And I appreciate that they are different lengths, the pen strokes. So then it does, like, it's different length hairs, which is true to your brow. It is perfect if you like the sort of microbladed brow look, which I definitely do, like more of like a, this is great if you want like a cleaned up sort of more Instagram browy look, but not so perfect. And you can achieve it in literally like a minute. I need to do like a little Instagram video of me doing my brows, because I was like really astonished by how quickly and how foolproof it was. Like usually with, you know, brow products, you have to have a spoolie to brush it out at the end or a brush to like clean it up. Didn't need that. So this is, I am deep brown, which is usually what I am in their shade range. We did hear some chatter that the shades were a little warm. They need to make like some more cool tones, which hopefully they will. It's waterproof, smudge proof, 24-hour long wear. I was thinking about like how this is something that I would have, like, you know, if I wanted to look cute but like didn't want to do a full face, like running errands, going to the grocery store, if I for whatever reason wanted to look cute while working out, I would just put this on.
Totally.
I'm excited for you to try it.
How much is it?
It's $25. So that's like in line with their products.
Yeah, they're usually around 24, so that makes
sense. I'll be curious to see how long it lasts because it's kind of a small pen. But
I mean, your brows look great, so.
Thank you.
They're looking great and fresh.
Thank you. Okay.
Are you going to bring that with What? Are you going to bring that with you to the delivery room?
Ooh, yes, totally.
Delivery
bag.
I'm
totally going to put this in my hospital bag. I was thinking about like what my glam is going to be.
What is your glam going to be? Fresh eyelashes.
Fresh eyelashes, of course. And then probably this because it'll look like not too overdone. And if it's smudge proof, sweat proof, Lord knows I'll need that.
And a red lip.
Oh my God. Okay. And like a really strong highlight. Probably not.
With a blowout.
Who knows? I'll have this whole plan and then I'm going to look like a mess, but don't worry. I'll have my brows on. You'll have to help me figure it out. Kirby, what is on your hair?
Okay, so I have two products for what's on your face today. I do want to start with the hair because this one's going to be a really quick review. If you guys were considering getting the Kitsch towel scrunchies, just do it. Just do it.
So genius.
So freaking smart. So I have to give a shout out to one of my besties, Giselle, also my attorney. And
also our attorney.
She loves, like, when I was introducing her to someone the other day, she's like, I'm Kirby's attorney. I'm like, biatch, you're, first of all, my best friend. That's what you are first. You also, like, look at my contracts, but whatever. She was like, have you tried these? And it was a different brand, but they were basically these towel scrunchies that were getting millions of views on Facebook, these like ads that were very targeted. I think same with Instagram. And I'm like, Giselle, you don't need this. Like, just use an effing microfiber towel and call it a day. Well, I would like to
apologize.
Yes. It's very hard for me to do, but I would like to apologize for underestimating how great microfiber scrunchy towels are because to this day, like, okay, I got sent them in a press package for Nikki Lee and Rihanna Capri's In Common products. There is this new hair treatment that they have called Crystal Cashmere, and it's really great. I actually just used it last night because I took my extensions out. And
oh, you did?
I did. Oh. I did. You can't see because I have my hair in a ponytail right now.
Yeah.
But okay. When we were doing it, afterwards, they're like, leave the products in your hair and like let it set for like 5-10 minutes or as long as you want and then rinse it out. So they sent us these microfiber scrunchies. And let me tell you, game changer. Because sometimes I'll take showers, like I'll go work out, take a shower, and then run in here and start recording the podcast with you. And it's hard to put on my headphones when I have a giant towel hat.
Yep.
You know?
And it looks more presentable, obviously, to not wear towel turban.
Of course, towel turban. We don't, sometimes it's fine, but whatever.
Not that you have to impress me. I'm talking about like other
in general, like with guests. Yes. I've been using the little towel scrunchie. And it's so smart. It is so smart.
I remember when I got this pitch and I was like, oh, that's genius. That's really smart.
It is actually genius. So you can get 2 in a pack for $18. Just buy them. Buy multiple. You will not be led astray. It's such a good product.
Congrats, Kitsch.
And then I want to give shine to something because when we did our Instagram poll on Lauren Conrad Beauty, you all were saying you're not going to pick up her line yet. And I think what I'm reading or what we read from that was you need reviews in order to decide whether or not you're going to pick it up. Can I just tell you that I found a dupe for Pillow Talk and it's freaking good. It's from Lauren Conrad Beauty.
I am also wearing this and I have to tell you, I actually prefer this for me. I prefer this shade and this lipstick to Pillow Talk.
Wow.
The original Pillow Talk does not look that good on me. It kind of washes my skin out.
Yep.
But the newer shades that they developed for deeper skin tones, I love. But this, for some reason, maybe there's just like a, it's like you said, it's very much a dupe, but there's something a little bit more like, I don't know, deeper in the shade that I love.
If you Google Lauren Conrad lipstick, Reddit has a thread where people are comparing this shade of lipstick, Shell, mm-hmm. to Pillow Talk, both the original and the deeper shades.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they're like, it's not an exact match, but it's like really close. So let me just back things up. I'm obsessed with the lipstick. The shade is Shell. It is a, like a rose, like, I hate saying nude because it's nude is different for everyone, but it's more of a neutral shade.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's like a more everyday rosy,
mauvey kind of, yeah, taupey.
Mauvey lip.
They call it a semi-matte, which I think is interesting because usually I'd say like demi-matte.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But they call it a semi-matte. So it's not super glossy. It's not super shiny, but it does glide on the lips really nicely and it doesn't make your lips look like dry and crusty and all that.
Very comfortable to wear.
I also really like the size of it. It's not your normal lipstick size. It's actually a little bit smaller.
I guess, yeah, the bullet is a little bit smaller, but there is still a lot of lipstick.
There's a lot of lipstick, but I like that it's not too much.
Yeah, because let's face it, like, usually you either lose your lipstick or it melts or breaks before you get to the end of a really large, long lipstick.
So the product is made with shea butter, grapeseed, and argan oil. It helps to just kind of like cushion the lip and make it feel really nice and easy to wear. And I think the main selling point here, people, is that it is made with 100% recyclable materials. So they were kind of the Lauren Conrad Beauty, the company that they worked with to manufacture these products, their company brought this to them and said that they would be first to market with it. So this is really something you're not getting from other brands right now, just Lauren's. And I think the even cooler part is that a lot of times brands are like, yeah, you can recycle our products, but then there's literally no, you have to like figure it out for yourself. If you go to laurenconradbeauty.com, there's a little tab that says recycle. It'll tell you exactly how to recycle each product that she makes.
I love that.
The lipstick is 100% recyclable. So if you are looking for a great dupe for Pillow Talk, it's $20. And if you were looking to try a product from Lauren Conrad Beauty, I would say start with the lipstick. I think it's great.
Yeah, and it comes in a lot of other really beautiful shades too.
Poppy is really beautiful, like a really vibrant red.
I'm really impressed that our What's On Your Faces are all under $30. Go us.
I know. We want to be better about this, y'all. Obviously, you know, we're bougie bitches and we do love an expensive beauty product that works. But, you know, we also know times are hard. Beauty spending is down. But if you do want to feel good,
yeah,
these products are all under 30. So.
All right. Well, that was a fun ep.
That was a fun ep. Should we reveal who our guest is on Friday?
Yes. Drum roll. We are having the fabulous, intelligent, and beautiful Alicia Yoon, founder of Peach and Lily, the brains behind the Glass Skin Serum and the really cute Peach Slices line at CVS. What else is she responsible for? Our skin, Kirby and mine, because we are stands for the Glass Skin. She's just so lovely. She is like a K-beauty expert and icon. She's been doing it for years. She also is a trained esthetician in both Korea and the United States. Double whammy. So yeah, I'm really excited to share this episode with you guys. You guys are going to love it.
So tune in on Friday. We have some extra special news that she'll be delivering. And then y'all, I'm going to tell you, next week for Los Angeles is... it's our biggest week yet. It's our biggest week yet. I am shooken about who is going to be on the podcast.
Stay tuned.
Next week. Stay tuned. So get excited. And we will see you and talk to you on Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.